for the rest of my life. Just go where the wind blows.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com. You can find me at BsideBlog on Twitter and Vine and Instagram. And joining me, as always, every week, nearly every week, Matt Whitfield from Yahoo. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Ben. Welcome back from your fantastic vacation that made me so jealous that I almost killed myself.
Mahalo. Matt is at Life on the M List on all same things, Twitter, Vine, Instagram, and also Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey.
Welcome home, Benjamin.
Thanks, guys. It's really nice to be home. I haven't watched, like, I spent a week without watching any TV. No Big Brother, no Bravo, no nothing, and it was kind of cool. But now I'm playing catch-up, and my brain is rotting away at a very rapid rate.
Well, I will say we did miss you last week, but I will also say that last week's episode of Watch What Crappens was fucking hilarious. That Lisa Timmons, I kind of love her.
She is funny. You know, someone left a comment because I wrote on our Facebook page, which you should all go to, facebook.com/Watch What Crappens. And I was like, hey, everyone, I'm back. I have to catch up on TV. And, you know, some people were like, welcome back. And someone was like, the most recent podcast was the funniest. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Thanks.
A few people also wrote some mean things on the Facebook page this week about the last podcast as well. And I don't know, I didn't run this past you, Ben, or you, Ronnie, beforehand. But now that we're recording Too Bad, I'm just going to put this out there.
Do it.
Our Facebook page is for all of us to have fun. And we love that you guys interact with us. And it is a fucking party. We love it. And we love when you guys like leave funny things on there. But when you leave rude things about some of our guests stars or any of us, we think you're fucking assholes. And if that's the case, stop listening to this podcast right now because you're a jerk.
I mean, you know,
like, I'm not done, Ben. I'm not done. We do this for free because we enjoy this crap on Bravo and we know that you guys do too. And it's so much fun. Don't make it not fun because you suck if you do.
Yeah. I would.
You know exactly what I'm talking about on that Facebook page.
Oh, I know. And I think it's funny. I mean, I guess this is the risk that we run. Because if we're assholes about people on TV, people will be assholes to us. You know, we can't cast too many stones, but, you know, at least be, you know.
Yeah, but I wasn't caught in a bed in a hotel room with another man and another woman watching a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing a free podcast with a few of my friends. So anyway, my rant is over. / the people that continue to play this podcast, we love you. XO.
We love all our listeners, but we also love our guests, and we will stand up for our guests any day of the week.
Yeah.
Speaking of fights and bickering and people being assholes, there was a lot of fun on Bravo this week. I'm very happy that I caught up because we had some fun stuff on Orange County, fun stuff on Princesses, and, you know, medium fun stuff on New Jersey.
You're being generous, Ben. New Jersey sucks.
Well, you know, but they're sort of like working in these like new, like ridiculous side characters. They don't all talk like this, you know? So I'm sort of enjoying this Greek chorus that's entering the scene here. But
Well, Ronnie, where would you like to start this week?
Yeah, Ronnie, where would you like to start?
Let's start with O.C., y'all.
O.C. was the best of
O.C.
the week.
Was hilarious. Love it.
I gotta give a plug also. Ronnie, your new site, Trash Talk TV, is my daily destination because what you are doing on there by putting the copy on top of the screen grabs from the Orange County Housewives is hilarious. Like, the Tamara Barney from a few weeks ago with the Despicable Me 2 advertisement was amazing, but, like, The Vicky one killed me.
I'm going to it right now.
Oh, thank you. Oh, he's talking about the Instagram. Thank you. I love doing that. It's more fun than tweeting stuff because people get mad because when I live tweet something, I type so fast. I'll tweet like, you know, it kills their whole feed. So these take me longer to do, to like put little things on. So
Yeah, well, I'm kind of over Twitter. Instagram is way more fun. First of all, you get to see Ben shirtless in Hawaii, which it wasn't a selfie because somebody had to take that photo. Ben didn't have the phone in the water, but I don't put that past Ben either. And also, Instagram is just kind of, I don't know, Instagram's more fun. I sometimes then tweet out my Instagram photos, and I kind of retweeted the one that you did of Vicky recently, Ronnie, and I said something about how she was the abominable snow bitch and that I was team and that I was team Lori Waring Peterson, and somebody wrote back like something nasty on Twitter, like, ugh, you would be a Lori fan. What does that mean? What does that mean? Come on. I like injectable lips. We'll get to Jeff Lewis in a little bit. Come on.
You like money. What's wrong with that?
I like money, and I like Lori, gold. But I like gold diggers, except for Kanye West.
Yeah. I have to say, Lori is definitely making her mark, this more so than she ever has before. She's like, oh shit, I've been gone for four seasons. Let me get in here and like cause some serious drama. Cause every week she just drops another bomb on these ladies. Like, oh, you know what? I kind of heard that like maybe Brooks was doing some porn. Like I kind of heard that like maybe she was in bed with some people. I mean, I didn't say they're having sex, but I just kind of heard that. I mean, I didn't say anything. I just heard
it. She's making up for lost time, and I don't blame her. And speaking of, were you caught in any beds with extra people on your vacation? I need to know how your vacation was.
The vacation was amazing. I was caught in bed with various women, but I can assure you that nothing happened.
Boring. Ronnie, let's talk about your vacation, aka your family's in town.
Oh my God, I'm so tired. Children, you guys, Texas, keep choice. Keep it. Children are hard. Not everybody can raise children, you guys. They are difficult.
Ronnie, but you are posting vines with what I'm assuming is one of your nieces, and it is adorable.
Are those the ones in Disneyland?
Yeah, she's so cute. Yeah, those kids are really cute. I'm not saying that they should have been aborted. I'm just saying in general, like, not everyone is meant to raise those things. I mean, they are difficult. And being at Disneyland with all those other kids that other people raise, I mean, that's really gross.
Well, here's my main question. Did you have your is that your sister and her children sit down and watch The Real Housewives with you? Or is that inappropriate viewing for the kids?
Oh, my God. I wish, but I come from a very Christianic family, and there will be no Housewives for children in my family.
Well, so does Teresa Giudice, yet all of her daughters clearly watch the show because they're acting for the screen, and they know way too much about Teresa's problems.
Listen, everyone watches this show. I think everyone has to come to terms with the fact that everyone watches these shows. I think the numbers, the ratings don't even really reflect how much people watch The Real Housewives. It's shocking. Everyone watches them. Everyone has an opinion about these women.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, my niece Aubrey does know that she hates Teresa, but only because I've told her that she hates Teresa.
Otherwise, oh, good.
You're such a good gunkle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so cute. I'm having so much fun with them, but bye. Go home. That was really fun, but now Uncle is tired. I am too fat and too old to be walking around. I've been in the sun every day. I don't think I've left my house this much. God, maybe since the 90s when I was homeless.
Sunlight is a scary thing.
It's too much. I've aged. I have sunspots. I just feel like Miss Daisy, but no one's driving me. I'm just alone. I'm just like Miss Daisy without a ride.
Or an Oscar.
Well, I have to say, I have been, even though I said my brain was rotting, I have been thoroughly enjoying being able to just to sit in one place for several hours and watch TV because
Admit it. You missed Vicky.
Oh, my God. I missed it so much because I saw on Ronnie's Instagram and yours too. I don't remember where they were coming from, but I kept seeing these Vicky things and she's dressed like a snow bunny and all this stuff all week long. And I was like, I cannot wait to watch Real Housewives of Orange County. Like, fuck this paradise of Kauai. I want to be in Los Angeles watching TV.
I've been in Hawaii multiple times and I do recall them having cable television.
Yeah, well, Kauai, I'm telling you, Kauai is like one volt of electricity beyond like an Amish farmer like ville. It's like it is like everything closes down early there. I mean, it's a miracle that there's even like fresh produce not fresh produce, but like groceries. It is beautiful. It is so fun. I had an amazing hot dog there. I had like great fish tacos. But
was there any trash rolling up onto the shores from the earthquake/tsunami or whatever happened in Japan?
I saw no trash.
Except for yourself.
Except for
Hey.
yourself, I did go to an ice cream shop. And there was like a really strange guy behind the counter there. A lot of weird hippies on the island. And this guy, and I mentioned this on my other podcast.
Did you give him my number?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
He's like this guy, and he was saying he's originally from Hollywood. He's like, oh, I'm from Hollywood too. He's like, oh, da, da, da. Everyone's like happy and cheerful and like getting samples. And he goes, not to bring it down, but Sunset and Highland is where my sister was murdered. We're like,
Yeah, that's bringing it down. What do you mean not to bring it down? That is bringing
exactly.
it down. Jesus.
Because that's six houses away from where we live.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, ugh. This has nothing to do with Bravo, so I apologize. My brain is still, I think, like somewhere over the Pacific, so I'm trying to get back up to speed with my banter skills.
Okay, well, speaking of morons, let's get to Orange County. It was an amazing episode. I'm going on record as saying this is one of the best seasons ever of Real
It's
Housewives of
back.
Orange
It's
County. It
definitely
is
back.
so back. It is so back because when Vicky screams, our hearts sing.
Did anyone record that? Because I did not record that soundbite.
Hello, have you checked out my Vine, Life on the Endless,
I know.
recently?
That's what I thought. I was hoping that you could have that queued up because that was probably one of my favorite little sound bites of the year. What
Okay,
did
well,
she?
let's start off with the beginning of the episode, and then I'll try to cue that up on Vine because I was really missing the ball right there.
Well, the beginning of the episode, by the way, I think it was great. That was sort of like Heather's time to shine. She's like, I only have 6 hours on this vacation, so I'm just gonna be like hideous right off the bat.
If you're referring, if you mean time to shine as solidifying the fact that she's a horrible, horrible bitch, then yes.
No kidding. And not only that, but like completely desperate for airtime. Like, really, you're gonna show. And in Heather's mind, like, she's only showing up for 6 hours because she's got to work. But she's showing up because this is work. This is a job, you guys. Real Housewives of Orange County is an acting job, and she is a professional. And even if she only has 6 hours, she is gonna show up and she's gonna do it. Shut up, Heather. It's not an acting job, all right? It's some reality show. You're gonna get paid the same amount whether or not you show up or not. Take a break, okay? We could use the 6 hours without you.
And I have to say also, so the big thing was that she was bragging about the fact that she got a role on Malibu Country, which is
Which PS
canceled.
canceled. Yes, thank you.
But my favorite
Canceled.
part, by the way, of last week's episode was when she announced it and she's like, Reba McEntire, and Vicky's like, oh, Reba McEntire.
As she goes, I'm a country girl. I'm a country girl.
So anyway,
Yeah, she is country, Vicky.
They're
I'll
all
give her that.
They're all country girls who ended up marrying rich dudes, moving to Southern California, getting breast implants, fake lips, and then, I mean, at least they still remember their roots, right? Their dark black roots, because they're all fake ass blonde bitches. Anyway, go on.
So the big stupid controversy, the first part of the episode, was that Gretchen had said that she'd been approached for a role but on Malibu Country. And so at first I thought, everyone was like, oh my God, Gretchen's a liar. Why would she do that? They were manufacturing the drama. I don't mean the producers. I mean the women were like so desperate to have some drama in their lives, they were actually being like, why would she lie? She's a liar face. But then I have to say, I actually felt like I thought Gretchen was not lying. I thought she was like, yeah, they called me, and I was like, yeah, I don't know, I can do it, What'd you guys think? Did you think that Gretchen was lying?
No, she wasn't lying at all. And then that Alexis piped up from the back seat and she's like, oh yeah, they called my people too. It's hilarious.
That I cracked up at that. And Heather, the thing is this, the way Heather brought the whole thing up was so awkward and clunky because she wanted to brag and say, hey everyone, I got this role. And she also wanted to say to those two girls, stop lying, you don't have a role, I have a role. But she didn't really just full on say it. So she just sort of awkwardly stumbled her way through saying something like, well, I guess you said you had a role, but you don't. So I don't know what that's all about, but I think you don't. So.
Oh,
It was
Heather, that
it
was
was
so
so
awkward.
painful. It was
Well,
so
it wasn't the
painful.
same
And
role, guys. It wasn't the same role. I mean, Gretchen was just offered something that was 2 lines,
yeah.
and
Okay,
so
but
was
here's my
Alexis.
thing.
But I
She's
was
like,
offered a real role. I had like 4 lines.
I was like, Heather, no one was questioning you or them. Like, everyone's just like,
But Ben, we're saying that now. Why don't they cut to a confessional of Lydia or Vicky saying, what is this bitch's problem? We got it when you clarified it for the seventh time.
I know. Well, when is she going to realize that she's not getting these roles because of her ability as an actress? It's because she's on the Real Housewives of Orange County, and these crappy sitcoms, keep making fun of them.
I love when people, when Lori, goes after Vicky and Tamara, all that craziness. But when is somebody going to put Heather on blast? Because she needs it more than any of those dummies.
Oh, it'll come around. Well, unfortunately, the only one who's put her on blast has been Alexis, and she's too stupid to know how to do it right.
Truth.
Truth. Truth.
Hashtag
Man,
it.
poor Alexis. But I'm loving Alexis being back in the mix with the girls. I was dying watching Alexis. First of all, that little Swarovski crystal Bible that she get. Yeah. First of all, that was not even a crystal Bible. That was plastic beads.
Yeah.
That she gave
I love
Lydia.
That anybody puts some like shiny thing on something and they call it Swarovski, and it's really it's never that.
Yeah. She's like,
she thinks
yeah.
that it's actually a country. This came from Swarovski.
She's like, this is for you. It's to protect us on our ski trip. Shut up. You do not need protection. You've got some woman that you're paying to do your makeup. You still got a house. You know what? I think Alexis is actually proof that we should all be praying, because that bitch is still housed, she's clothed, she's still driving nice cars. You guys, prayer works. We're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah. She got her wish to have a trampoline stadium, so she's really it works.
Yeah, but I'm loving having her back with the women and just having her judge them, you know, like threesome, oh, fanning herself, like, I can't believe that someone even said that word in front of me.
So I guess so. This is they go up to Whistler, and
with Lydia's hot uncle,
who by the way looks exactly like her brother. So there's that too.
You mean her? Husband?
Her husband. They probably all look the same. Just the varying. You can tell their difference by the size of their teeth. The young ones have the biggest teeth.
Hey.
The older ones have lost them because of hockey and have had, you know, cats.
But who knew that Lydia was Canadian? Add her to the secretly Canadian list.
I know. I love Lydia. I think that she is – I think she's actually the brightest of all the women.
Well, so far. Of course, I mean
okay.
– For now. She is. Now, admittedly, it's a low bar. I mean, I could pull like a seashell out of the ocean and be like, well, this one's smarter than all the women too.
I was gonna say, I don't know how we're judging this, but I'll go with that for now.
I know it's like, never mind. I was about to say something very un PC. I will just stop it right there. But the point is that they're all idiots, and she's slightly less of an idiot.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying her so far. I think she's really funny. I was really hoping she was gonna be more of like a Bible beater or more of something.
Yeah.
But right now she's like the perfect blend of like silly and shit-stirring. Like, she's actually doing a really good job as a housewife, so.
And I do like that she stands up for herself, too. I know that was a few weeks ago with the whole Slade fiasco, but she does. I'm glad to see that she also has that element.
And she also articulates herself well.
Yeah, and she's not going to take any crap from Gretchen at all, which I love. Like, she's calling her out every second for not, you know, for the sins of her boyfriend, her douchebag boyfriend.
What did you guys think about Gretchen's ski outfit? That big white pantsuit with the
love
furry
it.
Pants up. I loved it too, I have to say. I thought that was great.
I hate Gretchen, but I love a hot white jumpsuit.
Me too. I was down with that. I wish
think it was like the TJ Maxx version of Lisa's ski suit. You know, that big fur white suit. It's like the poor version of that.
Listen, anytime you mention Gretchen, it's automatically assumed that it's the TJ Maxx version of, you know, you don't have to say it, Ronnie. It's like, oh, look, Gretchen is wearing a nice pair of pants. It's the TJ Maxx version of anyone else's nice version.
Wow, what a nice flabbit hat. <It's>
like... Yeah, exactly. Lisa removed all of the true mink from hers, and Gretchen stapled some, like, cotton balls to the ends. Oh, it's fur. It's fur, I promise.
Listen, let's just be happy she didn't go down the slopes in a pair of fleur-de-lis, you know? Just strap them onto her feet and just...
Oh, you know under all of that, they're all wearing fleur-de-lis assed, like, knockoff Juicy Couture sweat pants.
And she's probably handing out little, like, you know, goblets that say sassy ski bitch on them. or she's handing out like wooden etchings that just say like winter. By the way, I will say this, Gretchen would have loved Kauai because everywhere were chickens and roosters. Like she would have thought that she was on drugs. Like all of her rooster art in her kitchen had come to life.
You guys, I make so much fun of them as you do, but then I look in my kitchen and I have rooster plates on like little easels in my kitchen.
Matt,
so I am just as bad.
You
yeah,
do
I
not
do.
Have that.
Yes, I have three rooster plates
okay,
in my kitchen.
Okay, to be fair though, I've seen your place and it's very classy and very well decorated. You're allowed to have like one thing here or there, you know, that's TJ Maxx-y in that style.
Oh, mine were like, not bought at TJ Maxx. To clarify, they were bought in like Santa Barbara at a glamorous store, but they still could
partial.
Have. pass. They could still pass for a Marshall's red tag sale.
Either way, the point is this: you do it with taste, and it's okay. And on top of that, to pull out Vicky's favorite term, we're all hypocrites. It's okay. It's okay.
You.
We're all
thank
hypocrites.
You for confirming what we all know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So let's get to that fight, and then if we want to talk about the other stuff, like how odd that uncle looked, then we can do that in a minute. But please,
I think you just covered it. Let's move on.
I thought he was hot.
Awkwardly
well,
hot.
I guess, you know, he wasn't ugly. I'm not saying he's ugly or anything. I guess I was kind of impressed more than anything because he's the first guy with a ton of facial, like, Botox and fillers that I think actually looked good. Because normally I think men shouldn't have that and it makes them look creepy. But this guy had a lot of it and he actually looked quite nice with it.
I didn't even notice that he had that. I just assumed it was just all hockey scars and everything.
Oh, no, but by the way, before it's we all get in the neck. It's all in the neck. He had sleeping bag neck.
I couldn't tell if he was 30 or if he was 72.
Yeah, he was
true.
72.
It was weird. It was going back and forth, but it worked for him. I will say this, before we get to that fight, my favorite part of that interaction with the uncle is that when Gretchen was like, "So, you know anything about Canada?" And he was like, "Yeah, I know things about Canada." And then she asked some other dumb question. And then in the interview, she was like, "Well, I'm sorry if I'm culturally like interested in this country." I'm like, "No, bitch, you're not culturally interested whatsoever. You're just a terrible conversationalist."
Yeah, she was just counting down the seconds till she could put her skinny little bony ass in that jumpsuit.
And that was also another scene where they had absolutely nothing to say for like a good stretch of 2 minutes at a time.
Bravo's editors were awesome because they let the fucking crickets chirp. It was so painful. It was like, yeah, none of us really are friends, but we're all sitting in this living room together because we're getting paid to.
Yeah, exactly. And I just love that it's such a fun season, even with that obvious like boredom with each other.
Yeah.
So much fun to watch.
Why do you think, before we get to the big fight, why do you think this season, what makes this season have that like intangible energy that makes it an awesome season versus
Lori
like last season?
Peterson.
You think it's just Lori?
I love Lori.
Well, we were liking it before she even came back.
Yeah,
I
that's
think
the
that
thing.
It's because it's not all about these stupid fights. I mean, they're there, but they're just being characters, you know, they're just kind of letting them be silly.
But
I
for
mean,
some reason, it's working. Because, you know, it's I mean, we have Lydia. But Lydia hasn't, like, she's not like a Kenya Moore where she's come in and turned everything upside down. She's there and she sort of adds the fun. But, like, you know, we had pretty much the same cast as last year. And last year was, like, a snooze fest.
Well, so, in a way, I think it's actually kind of the realest of the franchises. Because I do think they just turn the cameras on and let them live their lives. And it doesn't seem so necessarily over the top as Beverly Hills or as Atlanta, but I feel like Jersey, as much as I don't like this season because it's boring, because they're boring, I feel Jersey and OC are actually the ones that are the most authentic.
Yeah, and they're perhaps that's a good point. I don't know, but this season is just, it's like it's working, even though like every scene is just like hilarious, everything is making me laugh. And I think maybe also these women are perhaps the pettiest of all the women on all the Housewives. Like they The fact, getting back to that whole the Malibu country thing, the fact that Gretchen said something where she probably, you know, misunderstood, she probably misconstrued something, one of her indiscrepancies, you know, and the fact that these women jumped on it and turned it into an issue that Gretchen is always such a liar and why she's such a liar and we work so hard to get past all this stuff, that to me is hilarious. I love when they do that.
Yeah, it's just so silly, and the fights are so petty. And the Heather thing was really hilarious, because Heather holds herself to a higher standard. You know, she's like, she thinks she's so classy and so above it all. So to see her being such a cheesy piece of shit and thinking she's so great for getting some role that went out on, like, Actors Access website that was like, we need a housewife. Like, anybody who represents a housewife in the tri-state area, please.
She probably just got confused. She probably just got like a circular from the Malibu Country Mart and thought it was a casting gig.
She was probably in the Malibu Country Mart and someone was like, "Do you know Reba McEntire? We need somebody to like be in the set this week."
Yeah.
She's like, "I'll do it."
I love that you gave her the Adrian Malouf voice.
Well, she's got that gravelly voice.
Chappaqua.
Yeah. And I like the part where she was like, "Yeah, I mean, I was so tired, I needed toothpicks to keep my eyes open." Bitch, I've never seen your eyes close. Yeah. She's got the whitest, darkest, death glariest eyes. She's like a Death Eater.
Oh, good. So, okay, so let's get to the big fight. So, we're up on the mountains. Everyone is skiing, or in Lydia's case, she's snowboarding. And
Alexis is falling on her head.
Oh, can I ask you something about that? So when did skiing become an old person?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Lydia's like, who skis? I mean, what generation are we in? People snowboard now. Skiing, what? I mean, I've heard of people snowboarding and everything, but I thought they were like two different things.
I have never skied nor snowboarded in my life.
Snowboarding sounds like a certain in type my of life. Torture.
I've never done either, but I mean, I kind of want to go take a snowboard lesson.
I have never snowboarded. I have attempted to ski a few times in my life, and I am horrific at it. I once skied into a river almost, and then another time, I have never been able to get beyond the bunny hill. Like, I was actually impressed with Alexis that she was able to do, like, go as far as she was able to, because I can't do that.
I don't understand why people would want a vacation where it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Well, it's like they said, it's like hot and cold, because you get hot. Well, because you do all that, it's the adrenaline, it's the speed, and at the end you have some hot cocoa, you know. And
I'd rather lay out and have a pool boy bring me a big old drink.
When I was in youth group, when I was in youth group as a kid, we used to have to go on these snow trips, and I really hated them too, except at nighttime, because everybody would like sleep really close to each other to keep warm.
So you got to cop a feel when you were a child?
Yeah, it was like the first time I felt other boners.
Wow, so you had, like, multiple partners. You were caught in bed, huh?
How dare you? We were watching TV. But I love Lori's answer. Well, I never said they were having sex. Maybe they were just in bed watching TV.
Well, look, so what are you saying? But you guys do know that Gretchen did kind of take that story and stretch it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but when Lori was telling her all that stuff, she was basically saying... I mean, she did say, I didn't technically see them doing anything. Maybe they weren't. She did say that. But she was also saying, well, you know, she's always had multiple partners. She's always... You can't tell Gretchen something like that. Gretchen only knows a few words. If you say multiple partners to Gretchen, she's, you know, she's like having flashbacks to like juggling dicks in the Hooters.
Can you guys hear that or not? Is that playing or not?
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it. It's good.
Anyway, have you guys ever had multiple partners in your lives?
I haven't, but you know, I love the fact that that's what offended Vicky the most. Like, she's like, have I cheated? Yes. Multiple partners? Absolutely not. Like, that's the multiple part. After you get the cheating thing, Vicky, like, don't even worry about the rest. That's fine. You already had your big indiscrepancy.
Yeah, she basically totally came out of the closet with those rumors being true that her and Don were always swingers the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always been the rumor about Vicky, so she basically just, like, brushed that one under the table and then screamed as loudly as possible, like, nothing ever happened. I love it.
Do you think she can get in trouble for like talking about Don now on the show and saying that he slept around, or is that like
Don
too bad? So sad.
Wasn't Don the one like caught at a swingers club?
I
think the damage has been done.
These people
there.
Are all too dumb to figure out liability. But anyway, I guess the way it all started was that someone told Tamara this, right? I guess Gretchen told Tamara, and then Tamara is sitting there on the slopes. And by the way, all this is happening. They have these gigantic like ski masks and glasses on, and they look ridiculous.
Which makes it even better.
Yeah, and Tamara's like, oh, I don't know. I feel like I should tell Vicky this. I don't know. As if she's like being some wonderful friend. Why would she tell Vicky on the slopes in the middle of a fun day of skiing? Why would she tell her then? I mean, obviously the producers told her to tell her, but I just loved how she was like acting like she was so tortured, like she didn't know what to do. It's like, I'll tell you what to do. Pull her aside off camera and tell her these things.
Yeah, but of course, exactly.
That would never happen.
Yeah, she'd only give a dollar to a homeless person if it was on camera. Otherwise, she'd just like throw a Diet Coke can at their heads. She's one of those.
Well, I love that once Vicky started yelling and screaming at Gretchen and Lori, I loved how like in the middle of it, Lydia just like glides in and just wipes out in front of them all. She's like, "Hey, what are you guys talking about?" It was like the most random image. Like the camera just pans down and Lydia's just like on the ground, like covered in snow, getting up, like, "Hey."
I love Vicky. Oh, not cool. Not cool, Lori. Hi, Lori. Not cool, Lori. Oh, wow. And then Lori, whatever cheap-ass filler she was using in her lips, got frozen in that snow. Did you notice that?
She could not move the upper lip.
She totally had Joaquin Phoenix lip. It was totally deformed and wouldn't move.
She had cleft palate problems.
She did. It was like watching The Master with way worse acting.
You mean The Mask?
Both. It was a mixture of both. It was like a mashup of movies. Horrific Because she really is kind of a mixture of Mask and the Master. A little, you know, maybe a little Gladiator thrown in.
Well, I thought Lori handled it so well.
She did, actually.
And I love that she said, well, you know, I mean, I did, the way that Gretchen made it sound, I feel betrayed. Yes, Lori. You totally went to Gretchen with all that, with great intentions. Yeah. And then Gretchen had the nerve to betray you. But now Gretchen is pissed off Lori, who is going to be coming out for blood. And now everybody officially hates Gretchen. She doesn't even have the new girl to be nice to her. Everybody.
But Ronnie, that makes you so happy, because I think out of everybody here, you hate Gretchen with all of your being.
I don't. I think Gretchen's so funny. I like Gretchen because she's so funny. I think Gretchen's just, I like her because she's funny, but I hate her for dating Slade. Like, I know that she's a horrible person. Like, if she got run over, I don't think I'd be able to cry, because it would be one of the, I would think it was fair.
Yeah.
Well then, okay.
But I don't hate her. You know, does that make sense?
Well, I kind of hate her. I used to think she was one of the best. She used to be very funny, but she's become like a little snot, and I really loathe her now. And I know someone wrote a comment about, why is it every single time we podcast, my freaking landline rings? Ugh.
Oh my God.
Hookers.
Hookers.
Because you still have a landline. Lydia would not approve. She likes things young. Young people do not have landlines. Young people have cell phones and snowboards.
And pagers.
Who is it?
MJ coming for a slider.
I saw Mike Shaboud or whatever. He's always
where? Why aren't you starting our podcast with celebrity sightings?
He's always at the Starbucks that I go to down the street, but only when I go early in the morning.
Why is he at that? You go to like the gayest Starbucks in all of Los Angeles. Why does he go there?
Oh God, he's so gay. Like in real life, he really looks gay.
Is that because he's in Playgirl? Anybody that does Playgirl's gay, right?
Well. They're at least gay-ish. I mean, they had to suck a dick on set, right? Isn't that how that works?
I would assume so.
Yeah, I think that's the craft services there.
Yeah.
Just dicks.
How did you guys get onto this? I sit away for 1 second to shut off that phone, and I come back, and you guys are talking about Mike from Shaw's of Sunset.
Oh, because he said that MJ was calling you for a slider, and I said I saw MJ at Starbucks.
She probably was.
Lori,
we were just talking about the fight. I love fights like these. I love when Vicky gets pushed to the point where she screams random phrases in her super loud, screechy voice. That's like my favorite thing. And I think, weren't we gonna try to learn how to do that voice, but we never did it, right?
No, I don't think it's even imitatable.
I think no human being can actually make that. It's like, you know, like certain things like only dogs can hear. There's certain things that only Vicky can make. It's like NASA should take her in for studying to figure out how to use her to communicate with whatever aliens are on the other side of the universe that respond to those frequencies and noises.
They probably have been using it. They've probably been using clips of it, and that's why we haven't been attacked yet. It's like keeping the aliens afraid.
Yeah, they just use it. They use it at like Guantanamo Bay.
I don't know how to blow borders.
Like, okay, we're gonna blow up a plane. I'm like a Thai terrorist. So let's talk about that fight some more, because it was my favorite thing that's happened all year, because the fight was completely blown out of proportion and misunderstood. Whatever Vicky heard was such a gross exaggeration of what Lori said. And then Lori explaining it was just like, whatever, really, Vicky? Because that's how they argue on the OC. Really? Yeah. Really? Really? Uh-oh, who got hung?
Sounded like Mac got kicked off.
Oh, Matthew, you little troublemaker. That's because he's old. Young people do not lose calls on Skype. What generation is this?
I know. What are the only people who lose calls on Skype are skiers and stupid people.
It looks like it's thinking about reconnecting with Matt.
It's like all of us. Do we want to reconnect with Matt?
Matt. We do, Matt. Come back. I think Matt's restarting his computer because he completely disappeared.
Yeah. We got to try to add him to call again.
Oh, God. Technology. You're so ridiculous.
Did that get everybody or just me?
Just you.
Really?
Did that? I like how you say that as if like a hurricane came through. A tornado. You hit by it? No.
Well, it happens every time. Stupid technology hates us.
I know.
So the fight was stupid, and Lori's fight back was really, 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 Vicky, really. And Vicky's fight is like, I know stuff about you, too. I'm going to tell people stuff about you, too. I know everybody's a paid liar. God damn it. Love it.
Okay, well then, here's the question. Why didn't Vicky then drop any bombs?
I think that we all know Lori's bombs. I mean, Jesus, she like gave a heroin baby up. Like, she just handed it to some homeless person on the street and walked on like it was nothing. Her kids are like all fucked up. One of her kids friends with a porn star who's fucking... I mean, I don't know. Is anything good happening with Lori? That would be the real secret.
Plus, you have to. Yeah, you also have to. Yeah, that is. Plus, the truth is that you know that's just Vicky's like standard like comeback thing. Like, you know, if like she doesn't get her coffee at Starbucks, she's like, "What if I don't get this coffee? I know all about you. I know all about you." What's that? Oh, don't you start with me. I did not have multiple coffees.
I was just watching a movie with those cups of coffee.
Oh, I love
it. I want a spaghetti.
Okay, so suddenly she's becoming Thomas Kramer from Real Housewives of Miami.
But you know what? I'm trying to make it like a more of a feminine Thomas Kramer because they actually are very similar. Thomas Kramer's like this. Vicky's like this.
Yeah, Thomas Kramer is like, sit down, shut up, I'll go home. And Vicky's like, I have never had multiple partners in my life.
That sounds exactly
the same. You see
the
difference?
Sit down, shut up.
That's Thomas Kramer, and Vicky is, I have a house in my house! Okay, by the way, I have a new neighbor next door. She moved in, like, 2 days ago when I was alive.
She already moved out. She just moved out right now.
I met him yesterday. He's a great. Sure? He's a very nice guy. Now he thinks I'm crazy.
Wait. How old is he?
He's, like, our age. I guarantee he thinks I'm crazy. I'm going to have to tell him, listen, I sometimes do this podcast. I do weird voices. Don't be freaked out.
What are his stats?
I have never had multiple partners in my life! I have never had multiple neighbors in my life!
But I like that the way she tries to win a fight is going, okay, Lori, you know what, Lori? You're not coming to dinner, okay? You're going to stay in your room, and you're not going to eat dinner. That's what's going to happen. It's like, what? Like,
you'll not have dinner! You'll not have multiple dinners!
You don't get to tell me if I get to eat dinner or not, you crazy bitch. That kills me.
What was the other crazy thing she said towards the end of the fight? She was talking to someone, and she started going in crazy voice again for no reason.
It's when Tamara pulled her aside, and Tamara was trying to explain how it went down, and Vicky lost her shit again.
About nothing. It was
a piece of trash!
She's like Lucille Bluth. You know that's that episode where she's like in the Bluth's like model home, and she's talking about Lucille Ostero. She goes, that bitch! They're like, she's not next door. You don't have to... She doesn't live next door when you're at this house.
Oh my god, Vicky is hilarious. So I hope all these secrets about Vicky keep coming out because they are killing me. And I love that Vicky, you know what, Vicky did get her face fixed because she was made fun of on TV. And, you know, she does do all of this stuff because she's so insecure. At the same time, on the other hand, however, she also has enough self-confidence to, like, have threesomes and get laid all over town. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard a sexual history of any housewife quite like Vicky's. I mean, Nene was a stripper, but she admitted that, you know, she's like, so what? I was a stripper. Whatever. I found an old man. He had money. We got married. I was done. But Vicky, I mean, Jesus, Vicky's a dick juggler, basically.
They're gone off the phone. You know what that means. It's time to sing.
Okay, you guys, we were cut off that whole time. So whatever you were saying, and I wasn't responding, the last thing I said was that Vicky is a dick juggler.
And I said, who are these men in the middle of the country who don't have any options that are any better than Vicky that they have to go sleep with her on these like convention trips?
Well, they're
and
literally, then I they're said, literally like
okay,
midget.
Fine,
oh, no, it. I'm That's sorry. I'm sorry. No, you said.
It's fine. No, doesn't matter.
No, I won't. Now it's dead, Matthew. Now it's dead in the middle of the road.
Matt, that was Ronnie who cut you off, not me.
I know. Trust me, I'm jotting a note.
I'm sorry.
Because I keep a diary of when I get what is it I was going to say?
I'm not cut off.
This way, when we're on the mountain skiing, when we're skiing down Shut Up Mountain, that way you can tell Ronnie that you know all sorts of shit about him, like every single time.
Well, actually, I'm not the only one who didn't hear it. The entire audience didn't hear it, you guys. So let's start that again. Okay, let's pretend that never happened. Okay, rewind. Bad midnight with 7 months of pregnancy. She's a piece of trash. You know, Vicky has a sordid sexual history. She is a dick juggler.
I want to know, who are these men in the middle of the country who have no better options than Vicky Gunvalson? She's getting laid all the time. Who are these guys that are like, well, I guess let's stick it into Vicky, the old Vicky sack, why don't they have any better options than Vicky?
I believe you are asking the wrong crowd, seeing as Ronnie and I are not attracted to men who wear pleated stain-resistant Dockers and button-down polo shirts from an outlet mall.
Well, I think that Vicky has luck. This is where Vicky is finding these men. They're literally toothless, short, balding people from Oklahoma who are deadbeat dads. I mean, it's like the least classy thing you can imagine. You'd be like, to your worst enemy, you'd be like, I hope you end up with a short, bald, deadbeat dad with no teeth from Oklahoma. That's what happened.
Vicky's a player. You know, at the end of this, you do have to appreciate that she gets a lot of ass. A lot of ass. And I mean, probably like donkeys, like actual donkeys that she gets.
Play on, player. That's
well, she was the one who knew all about the donkey show. Yeah. Come on, guys, there's donkey shows. Donkeys are trained too. Why shouldn't donkeys have the right to work? Come on, let's go to Andover.
I have never had multiple donkeys!
Well, if she wanted to go to Andalays, I'm surprised Vicky didn't find the nearest Andalays in the ski town.
I know. Oh, man.
You are not coming to dinner!
You are not coming to Andalays!
Okay, so what else happened in that episode? The fight was fun. I love that stupid midget bitch. What's her name? The short, evil, scrumpled one who got her boobs taken out. Tamara. I love that Tamara is just still trying to hold on to this thing where she's a good person. She's like, oh my god, I just walked away from a fight, you guys. Let's make some snow angels, really? Shut up, Tamara. Snow angels.
I hate Tamara. I still, till the day I die, Tamara will be my least favorite.
She is a piece of trash.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a horror show. So what else happened on that episode? That was pretty much it, right?
Yeah, that was it. So we should probably – we have a hard out at 5:45, so let's move on to Princesses.
Oh, my gosh. That's really fast, 5:45. Okay, now, Princesses.
We only have 20 minutes left. So Princesses, I continue to love this show. And if you want to have a compare and contrast fights, you look at the way they fight on the OC. They look at the way they fight on Princesses and it's just sort of like a few slaps and some angry words, and that's pretty much about it on the streets of Great Neck, I think is hilarious.
This was the week that we finally got to see that clip that's been shown every single week since the show began, which is yes. Chanel spit crying, like sobbing so hard that spit was flying out of her mouth because her sister is getting married and she's not. And I just thought that was so pathetic. Come
There's
on,
nothing
women.
Worse.
Stop.
There's nothing
women.
Worse than a spit. Crier or a mouth breather.
Oh god.
Who wants to get married?
Women. To get married. I blame Bravo for taking the self-respect of women. I mean, do you guys remember before Bravo started airing these stupid shows how strong and powerful women were?
Were they? I can't even remember anymore.
Yeah, you're brainwashed now. Women have totally had their nuts chopped off by Bravo. Look at how women are now. These are women who have been raised on Bravo. They think that all you need in life is a man with a job. So disgusting.
Oh, my goodness. Princesses does a lot to ruin the progress of Jews and women. And it's hilarious. I love it.
Was this the episode that at the beginning they showed the speed dating with Joey, Ashley, and that blonde evil monster?
Yeah, that was this week.
Yeah. What's the blonde girl again?
Casey.
Why are Casey and Ashley such bitches to Joey? I just don't get it. Joey is my favorite.
Because Joey's South Shore and they're North Shore.
Okay, yeah. Well, guess what? Joey's pretty and they're both ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ashley is really disgusting.
That's why they're mean to her, by the way. You just answered it. She's pretty and they're ugly.
Yeah, that's pretty much
Don't you know the way girls work?
Yeah,
don't you know the way girls operate?
Well, Ashley, you know, Ashley's pretty judgmental about how classy people are. She's basically talking every week about how fuckable her dad is, which is really not very classy in the first place. Then she's going speed dating and comparing everybody to her dad. I thought at least the other girl was pretty funny. She knew she's not going to bone any of the guys, so I liked that she was like, how big's your dick?
Yeah, I mean, hello, have you guys ever gone speed dating? I actually have gone.
No, I haven't. How was it?
So I went to this loft in downtown LA maybe like two and a half years ago. I paid like 20-30 bucks, and I went there, and by the way, everybody was heinous. So I was like, okay, I'm not getting laid tonight. Whatever. I'm in downtown LA. You get like two free drink tickets. I'm getting my fucking drinks. Like, I'm not going to leave. So I'm drinking two beers and I'm like, I'm just going to be wildly inappropriate. Why not? Who cares? Right?
Right. Right.
So I did. And then at the end of the night, you write down a little card. Like, these are like the three or five people that I'm interested in as friends or as lovers or as nothing. And like, too many of them contacted me, even though I was being dirty and lascivious, but in a joking manner. And I just felt like I let them on and I was a horrible whore.
Wait a second. I thought they can only contact you if there's mutual interest.
Oh, well, I guess that means I might have said yes to a few of them.
Someone had a few more than his drink tickets allowed.
Okay, there was two that I was considering, even though they were way too old for me.
Well, what probably happens is that when you're in a situation like that where everyone's awful, you just lower your kind of standards, and then you, like, someone who you would never give a second thought to, you're like, well, no, it seems all right. Yeah, I guess I could have
you guys them. The three of us should go do it again. It would be hilarious.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
And we'll pretend that we don't know each other.
Yeah, I would totally do it.
I'll do
Ronnie
it.
Are you in? Okay,
yeah. I'm
just
in.
Just for the record, every date for me is a speed date.
It's because you leave quickly or because you get off quickly?
I just get bored so fast. I'm like, what do you do? Oh, God, I hate this. I want to go home. There's TV on. I need to cuddle with my dog.
Yeah,
I'm dating internet porn. We're very happy together. It doesn't
dating
support
Tumblr.
Me. I don't
always
support
gets you
it.
Exactly what you want.
Yeah, exactly. It only requires 5 minutes a day of my time. Love him.
5 minutes? You don't like to edge?
No, I get bored. Oh, I forgot what
did I just make Ben clutch his pearls?
You made me clutch my pearls.
What edging
a little
is?
Bit.
I
yes.
think you've told me what that is before. What is it? Edging? What is it?
Oh my God!
When you ride the edge between having everything in you and everything out of you.
What does that mean?
Now I'm clutching mine.
It means you're sort of like
you're on the bright. You're on the edge of glory, Gaga, and you're not there.
And rather than having a big explosive release, you hold on tight and you enjoy the pre-release experience.
Oh, is that a thing that people do? That's what Woody Harrelson's always talking about. He's like, yeah,
I'm not talking tantric.
Yeah, he says that he doesn't climax. He just holds on to it and holds on to it because it's better for his soul. And then every once in a while, he'll climax. It's like the most amazing thing ever. And I'm like, Woody Harrelson, you're an alcoholic, and that's why you're not climaxing ever. Stop pretending it's because you're like a Buddhist. Shut the fuck up, Woody Harrelson. Let's see if you can do that without a bottle of wine in you, you stoner. Shut up.
I'll tell you who's not climaxing. Any of the girls on Princess. Because I guarantee none of them have had anything in them beyond like a piece of matzah in the past 3 years.
Ashley's edging on the verge of fucking her dad. That's what she's edging on. It's grossing me out. I can't take it. And I don't like that everybody she dates, she brings up her dad. She's just gross. She needs to stop it.
She probably masturbates with one of her high heels, you know?
Ew.
She probably has a picture of her dad on there too.
Ew.
So Ashley was being
now
a bitch.
You guys are clutching your pearls.
They were being a bitch to South Shore because she was being inappropriate with the dates and she didn't have it and just like walked out of there. So I'm going to love watching Ashley get handed to her because later when there was a fight, Ashley comes out and she's like, everyone, I'm asking everyone to go inside. I'm asking everyone to go. Why isn't anybody listening to me? Go inside. Go inside. Go inside. Go inside. Oh my God.
Can we talk a little bit about, I'm sure you guys talked about it last week, but the drink hanky, soon to be featured on Shark Tank, I'm sure.
Could you believe when she went to that gay salon and was like, yes, they're going to throw us the most glamorous party ever. And the guy's like, yeah, we're putting a 12x12 tent on the sidewalk. She made it seem like it was the motherfucking Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah, like Oscars, you know, it was across the street from the Inn at Great Neck, which I've actually been to. Yeah, there's a name drop, everyone. I've been to the Inn at Great Neck.
Yeah.
This is not the height of glamour, okay?
Okay, so there was, you know, there one of her gays that's helping her out is named Ilton. And I was tweeting the this episode just out of boredom. And, you know, some of my, I'm going to say right up front, I'll admit that they aren't all golden. Like, when you're live tweeting, it's like whatever you can just peck out on your phone. Like, sometimes they're funny and sometimes they're stupid. Like, I don't care. I don't filter myself. Who cares? Like, five people are reading it anyway.
Yeah.
So I wrote, Ilton, your name, something like, Ilton, your name is a mix between sick and fat. Because it's Ilton, you know? And I said, your parents hate you. So whatever. I just moved on. Well, I didn't at him or anything. He was just searching the princess's hashtag. So he wrote me, you got to get a bit better with this trash talk. And then hashtag, don't quit your day job. And I wrote back, says the person involved with a drink hanky. Like, really? I shouldn't
Wait,
quit my day
me.
Job?
Are
You're
you
involved with a fucking drink hanky. You're having,
a, yeah, yeah, you're having feud. A Twitter feud.
I'm having a Twitter feud with some useless fag on Bravo. Please, Mary. You are like below the Gold Coast fags. Please back down with your drink hanky. And he wrote back, oh, involved with a lot more things. Oh, really? I'm sure you are. You're lame. Shut up.
Like oh, my God. Hanky. Why don't we, let's fight. Ben, you'll fight him this week and I'll fight him the next week.
Ilton? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just, I think Ilton's cute. Ilton out. Ilton is cute, yeah. And actually, I thought it was kind of funny that he tweeted me back. It's just so funny that these people, like, you're on a, you're not only on a reality show, okay? It's not like you're on Survivor. You're on Princesses. You're on Princesses, okay? Stop acting like you deserve some kind of respect. Like, you're not only selling out, you're selling out to be on Princesses, and you're not even, like, shaping your drink hanky like a beer koozie. At
thank
least
you!
Around.
I was gonna say that. It's got, like, a straight seam on the bottom, so when you put it around, it has these, like, two little fins that come out.
Yeah,
it doesn't even wrap around
like
nicely.
This is just a fucking envelope made out of Joanne Fabric sale fabric. Shut up with your stupid ego.
I know.
Ego.
I'm so glad. That's what I was gonna say, is that there's not even any, like, basic artistry to these things, or, like, structural, like, thoughtfulness. It's just little two pieces of fabric sewed together. It's a pocket. It's a pocket. And it's also like, I have yet to understand why anyone needs one of these. Does anyone know why?
Are no, because you know you still get rings on the table through those. It's not like they're even thick cloth. They are seriously like the cheapest ass muslin that Joanne has in leopard print. You know that you put a drink in them and on a hot day they sweat right through that fabric and you get a ring on your table.
Yeah, well, and it's sometimes good to get a little moisture on your hands when you're at one of these cocktail parties, because then if somebody that you don't want to shake hands with comes up, you'll be like, oh my God, my hand is soaking. I can't shake your hand because you're gross and hideous.
Yeah, and but I will say the drink hanky is very useful if you want to put a bunch of ice in it and chuck it at Chanel, like that apparently that tall Russian battle axe did.
Okay, amazing. Yes.
Okay, so there was a fight that we didn't even get to see, but Chanel had a fit and started beating up some lady. Well, then we see this lady, and we don't see her face because she wouldn't sign the release forms or whatever.
She's the size of the Empire State Building.
She seriously looks like she was played by Jennifer Coolidge this year.
she is a giant, and she's tall, she's wide, and apparently she's Russian, too.
That was hysterical. But didn't she look – now, I know that her face is grayed out, but bodily, didn't she look like the same woman that got wasted at Kyle's white party and tried to hit on Maurizio that Kyle went ape shit on?
Yes.
It was like the same creepy woman. Just it's probably one of the producers on these shows that just keeps showing up and getting trashed at the parties. She was probably wearing the same white dress she was wearing at Kyle's white party.
Yeah. Those white parties never go smoothly. That's for sure.
And I love that they were having a white party for a drink hanky. She's
and
like,
great
but
neck.
I like white. Okay. good plan.
To make the stupid koozies pop out more, which they the only reason they pop out is because they have the tacky ass patterns. Like, I can't imagine anyone outside of like Syosset buying those crappy things.
Yeah, it's like you look at a table and you think there's just a ton of tiny little Fran Drescher's over there.
I know. And I was thinking, like, what a silly. I mean, you got this before. This tiny tent that's on the sidewalk. I mean, this hardly looked like a glamorous event. It looked like some like very sad farmer's market with one stall and a bunch of people dancing in it by accident.
So it's the drink hanky premiere party, which in itself, I mean, that's pretty hilarious.
It's a step. It's just it's like basically like a step below Gigi's extensions.
But I mean, I'm just going to say this, like that word hanky is like the word slacks or panties. Like nobody want are moist, like nobody. And all of those are actually involved with the drink hanky.
Yeah.
Those are words that I never want to hear.
Yeah, it's also not a hanky.
Hankies are what boogers go in.
Yeah, and it's not a hanky either. It's like, It's like a little, I don't know, it's like a potato sack or something like that. It's like, you should call it the drink condom or something. Be edgy. No one's gonna need it. And you know what? And you know what? You're never gonna get any like major brands behind it because it covers up the branding on the bottles.
Yeah, that's really, really a bad business. Now, I do respect that she is not, you know, she's trying to have a business. I just don't understand how that's gonna work. And I love like, that she's walking around telling people, you wanna buy a drink, Hanky? It's $4.99.
Oh my God. It's like, you know what? It's gonna like sell at like Rehoboth on the boardwalk to.
Don't talk shit about Rehoboth. I love Rehoboth.
But you know that's where it's gonna sell, right?
No, it's gonna sell in Jersey City.
It's pretty much the same thing.
The only people who are gonna be interested in that are gonna be the Monzo brothers, who will try to invest all of their parents' money into making it a success.
They'll put Blackwater in it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, no one seems to like Blackwater, so let's hide it in a drink hanky.
Oh my God, we just found a way to make everybody money on this show.
Yeah.
Hide the Blackwater in a drink hanky.
They're like, here's some Diet Coke. Surprise, the Blackwater, huh?
Yeah, and by the time the people drink the Blackwater and realize it's disgusting, they'll die of whatever's in Blackwater and not be able to sue for their money back from the drink hanky. Everybody's going to win with this proposition. I want 10% of that $4.99. Yeah, so the drink hanky, well, the fight was amazing because Chanel lost her shit. I mean, Chanel has been like the normal one this whole time.
What? She's been teetering on the edge ever since that younger sister got engaged.
Yeah, she's been teetering on the edge, but she's just been the one.
She's edging,
like,
if you will.
Chanel's been edging.
She's edging. She's having a Shabbat edge. I don't even know what that means, but it seems inappropriate.
She finally lost it, and not only did she tell this girl off, she started kicking her ass and went ghetto style on her.
She was not kicking the ass. You know what it was? It was like she slapped her on the side of the boob once, and someone pulled her away, and the other girl came over and slapped her on the side of the boob, and that was it. And they were just like, you know, their hair was going and everything. But compared to other reality show fights, this was nothing. This was
only because they were being held apart. She kept going at her, and then she went back at her again.
I don't know. It wasn't the most ferocious thing we've seen.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I did not have multiple hedges.
You piece of trash.
Shabbat shalom. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm mashing him up.
Holy mashugana's balls. Okay, I love that this show is not happy just having all Jewish people in the cast. They have to be as Jewy as possible. Holy mashugana balls. Come on. Is this shit just added in later?
Yes, I think it's all like voiceover shit.
They're like, guys, it's been 5 minutes and nothing Jewy has happened. Let's think of something. Mashugana balls. Yes.
My goodness.
Okay, so that show has been super duper fun. All the girls fight for no reason. Really love that. Chanel is losing her shit, watching her sob over her sister getting married.
Yeah. I also love, by the way, Joey and Ashley fighting during that fight. We had, like, nested fights. And I loved Ashley being like, Joey, no one likes you. Everyone said it. They don't like you. No one likes you. It was, like, classic, like, sixth grade
fighting
tactics.
And she's like, do you like me? And she's like, yeah. Do you have a problem with me? No. What are you talking about, Ashley? It's like, well, whatever. They're not telling you the truth.
Oh, Dad! Where's my dad? My dad doesn't like you. That's enough. Enough of me.
Yeah, she's the only one that I really, truly just detest. But I kind of feel bad for that because she's such a sheltered little thing. And I know that reading all this shit about her on the internet. Well, is anybody even writing about this show besides us?
No, but it has to be killing her because you know she's listening right now.
Hi, Ashley.
Oh, sorry, Shalom. Ashley. You'd probably be more palatable if you didn't think you were so awesome. Like, if you maybe can just make fun of yourself, we would enjoy you more.
And show your tits, girl.
Yeah, maybe finally blow your dad. Maybe that would make it more fun. Just kidding.
I was just taking a sip when you said that, and it started to come out my nose.
Yeah, make it come out your nose, Ashley. Then we'll like you.
Make him edge, Ashley. Make him edge.
Make him edge. Yeah, I mean, I feel bad saying I hate her because she doesn't seem like a horrible person.
She seems sweet.
Yeah, I think we said this when we first started talking about the show, that she seems like she's just trying to be funny, and she doesn't really know what an asshole she's like in the real world because she's so sheltered, you know? Like, she thinks it's funny that she can't be in a neighborhood with couches on the porch, where I live in a neighborhood where across the street there's a couch on the porch, and I'm jealous because I don't have anywhere to sit on my porch. I want a porch. Yeah. And that couch looks so nice. I was thinking, those people are so smart using pleather on the porch.
It's not about the couches. It's about porches, because she doesn't like anything that has the word poor in it.
Oh, that's true.
All right, should we move on to New Jersey? I mean, there was a lot more to talk about with princesses, but we have only
two minutes left. Wait. What else happened on Princesses? Nothing, really.
Erica claimed that she does work every now and then, but then she's like, well, but then it's summertime, and I like to go. It's like either beach or work. It's like, well, I don't think that's the way it goes.
Isn't that how most artists live their lives?
She is Erica. Yes. No, that's Casey.
That's Casey. Well, and Erica is an artist when it comes to, I don't know, being an alcoholic.
Yeah, she brings a certain artistry to it, too.
Well, I love that.
She does.
To ticks and strange teeth.
I love her mom obviously said to her dad, you know, we probably look like terrible parents on this TV show. And he's like, I'll take care of it, honey. All right, listen here, Erica. Are you coming to work today or not? Because if you're not, I just want a heads up. Because otherwise, I'm sitting there waiting for you. And she's like, well, I don't know. You know, I got stuff to do today. I've been kind of tired because I went out. He's like, well, you know what? You need to get a trade. You need to go to school. You need to get married. That would be great if you got married to someone with a job. She's like, my dad wants me to get married, but why would I get married? Like, okay, great parenting. Glad we had this talk. He's like, I'll support you till you're 50, but, hon, maybe it would be best if you found someone else too. Nice work.
Did she mention that she does some PR work on the side, or she works in PR?
Whenever any of them say they work, I tune out because it's all lies.
Yeah, because I can believe her being in PR because there's a whole like army of PR girls in New York City that are just like Erica, and that makes sense to me.
Well, PR in itself is all lying, and those girls that you speak of in New York also live in Los Angeles. I'm sorry, but like,
it's true.
That is a profession I don't fully understand because I don't know that it really is one.
That girl just says she's in PR because she has a Twitter account.
Yeah. Well, there are good people who do good PR, but I would say there are a lot of girls that seem to get into PR because they just want to go to parties, and they're the ones who are really bad at it, and that's the majority of the people that you encounter.
Did you guys see the reboot of Melrose Place? You know how they redid Melrose?
Yes, because Melrose Place, the original, is the best show ever, and I was very upset by the remake.
Yeah.
I was too. It wasn't good because I loved the original too. But in the remake, they had a lady who was in PR, and it was like all about the down and dirty side of the PR business. And I was like, gross. That's even grosser than I thought it was. Like, it's even shadier and sadder than I thought it was. I didn't like it. It made me feel sad. Even remembering back on it makes me feel sad. So let's move on to New Jersey.
Yay.
Okay, all right. I am already in disagreement with you both because I am loving New Jersey.
Give me three reasons why.
Teresa is hysterical. She's killing me this season. She's like, she's even more off her rocker than usual, and I love it. I love that Caroline is kissing her ass now because she got in trouble last year. I love that Albert is about to divorce. You know that Albert's about to fucking leave for some 20-year-old. You can just see it in his eyes. I love that.
Oh, no doubt.
I love that the producers are bringing in people to gang up on Melissa for Teresa. I think that that's hysterical.
Yeah,
that's
amazing. I love all those side characters. They are the best.
But I agree with Ronnie. I do think that they are probably brought in because it's like they can't have Teresa be like a complete psychotic villain. She's already psychotic. So let her just be crazy and bring in all these other villains around her to go after Melissa.
Like Penny and Jan and Jen.
So are those girls names, these new girls? Penny, Jan, and Jen? Oh my God, even their names are great.
Penny really didn't say anything. Jan was like, yeah, I'm not friends with her anymore. And then Jen was like, Melissa, you should hear what Jan said. And then like, Teresa, I said something to Melissa. Oh, I don't like the house. I want to get the listing. That's why I got the listing.
That lady with the half-closed Garfield eyes.
And Kim D.
Girl, that girl ain't your friend, girl. I have to say this about Kim D.
Kim D is, I mean, she's such a fucker. You know, she is such a fucker. She stirs the pot. She's always up to no good. But whenever they put her on the spot, she always seems to really defend herself. She always, like, sneaks out of it very well.
She typically delivers the goods, but she is starting to look like Jar Jar Binks to me, and it's kind of terrifying.
Oh, so that's an improvement, I think.
I mean, I don't know, but, like, she has, like, more of a snout a pointy snout.
It's true. She has a little bit of a platypus thing going on. But
yeah.
I think she looks like Sally Kellerman from MASH. So I just really like her.
Or from Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes.
I feel like her mouth looks like she may have gotten it stuck in a waffle iron.
Yes, I just like her. I think that she is such a dirty dealer, and everybody knows it. And she does it on purpose to get publicity for her store. And she just doesn't care. And you're right. When they put her on the spot, she's like, oh, come on, whatever.
She's like, oh, Joey, listen, they said this. And listen, I can't be held responsible for what Jan might say. They said it, and that's what they said. That's it. That's all. Gotta see ya.
She did. I like that she said in her blog, and again, I don't think this was on Bravo. I think this was like her personal Facebook blog, because Bravo hasn't given her one yet. Yeah. But I love that on her blog, she's like, oh, whatever. You know, there's misunderstandings, but me and Melissa, we're good friends. She forgave me. We're good now. We're cool. And I just love that, because you know that that's true, that Melissa's like just going to be nice to the girl so she'll leave her alone for a little
bit.
Oh, 100%. Melissa can't afford to fuck with that platypus with a waffle mouth.
Yeah. And you know, Kimmy's like, oh, whatever. You know, she's nice. You know, most strippers are nice like that, you know?
always a jab.
Yeah.
All it takes for a stripper to be nice is a dollar, really. Let's be honest.
These women are all sharks circling, and they all want their spots. They're going to – that's why this Jan girl, she comes out of nowhere. She's going to turn on Melissa because she knows it's going to get her on TV, and I love her for it.
Yeah, I do too. I'm loving that whole storyline with the other witches. When she came and she's so nice to her face, and Melissa's talking about how she's going to write. She takes her girlfriends to lunch to tell them that she's writing a book about how to be, you know, how to keep a sexy marriage. And they're giving each other looks like, can you believe this bitch?
Yeah.
Right.
Melissa totally didn't catch up on. She didn't catch on to. So obviously they both know something. And then she goes and tells everybody that Melissa's been cheating the whole time on Joe. Which is so wonderful. Do you guys think that's true?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think so.
You don't think, that those rumors that they're swingers are true?
I actually like Melissa, and I feel like she's in love with Joe, and I feel like this Jan girl has more of a motivation to lie.
She's in love with Joe's money. Who wants to, like,
so
out with that, like, I'm in love with people's money, too, but I'm not in love with, like, roly-poly. Like, when he took off his shirt when they were doing that striptease thing, I was like, that's a bunch of roast beefs tied together.
He still looks good. Yeah, and he's still wearing his butt.
He's 3'6", you
people. I don't care. I think he's got a cute face, and he's got, like, that sexy Guido body. I do, too.
I think he's totally hot, and I love that he still waxes his butt, even though he's not a stripper anymore. And I love that he's basically owning the fact that he was a stripper, because that's really fun. That's a fact that I totally forgot until he brought it up this week.
Yeah.
He and Nini are the only Housewives characters who have just flat out admitted, yeah, I was a stripper.
Well, I'm sure. No, so does Danielle Staub. Don't you remember? What was it? Flex and engage. What was it? What was that? Was it flex and engage or suggest and engage? Or
yes, that was an amazing pole dance lesson.
I still have the vivid images of her legs up and out. Kim G trying to swing around that pole also.
Oh, that was really sad. That
with
was
her thong
like,
coming out.
Geriatric strippers. Not cute. Also not cute, Richie. Richie grosses me out.
Yeah, he's not looking good. He's weird because he doesn't gain weight in his arms. He only gains weight in his torso. So he's got these super skinny arms and a torso that keeps on ballooning out. It's like some strange like cartoon from like the Beatles era, you know? He's like a rejected character from Yellow Submarine.
He actually has like a pear-shaped lady body.
Yeah.
I like that he's cross-eyed and buck teeth. I like that he got new teeth. Like he's obviously got a fake grill and they're like buck teeth. I think that's hilarious. The recapper on Trash Talk TV, Chick Bomb, calls him the Lebanese Dilbert.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see
hilarious.
Yeah, he's gross. But yeah, so they did that whole strip. Let's take class at a strip club. Okay, Housewives. Please stop doing the same storylines over and over. Isn't there a Build-A-Bear in Jersey? Can you do that maybe? Like, there's other group activities.
Yeah, I would rather them go to Color Me Mine than watch them strip. Like, and Color Me Mine, it doesn't get more boring than that.
I would like to see them strip at Color Me Mine. That's that would get me edging.
With some body paints, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Brandy Glanville is doing that right now. By the way, did you guys see the photo of Brandy Glanville's dress falling off and her black thong hanging out when she left dinner the other night drunk as a fucker?
No.
No, but I've seen her like that a few times. I've told you every time I see her at these parties, she's like falling down, literally falling down.
She was leaving a party two nights ago, and her dress was so skimpy in the first place and like see-through and sheer, and it was just – it was like being – like a guy was trying to prop her up, but it like ripped the dress in half and her black thong's hanging out, and she's smiling and drooling, and it's just pure gold. I'll put it on the Facebook page. Huh.
Are we excited for next week's episode of Jersey? That looks like it'll be good. There's an actual fist fight.
The rumble we've all been waiting for. I mean, that's what we saw at the beginning.
Rumble on Lake George.
Prior to the season when they were doing like the season preview. And Joe and Joe get into it. And I think that there are bodies like being smashed up against walls. I think punches are being thrown. It looks awesome.
It's the inspiration for Pacific Rim, I think. You know, like the robots versus the monsters. Like that movie, they're like, oh shit, did you see that preview on Bravo? Let's get something going right now. Robots versus monsters.
I thought you were making a stripper joke.
Well, that too. We're somewhere at different levels.
About rimming?
Yeah. So, yeah, that looks amazing. But what really excites me is I don't even think that's the main fight that they've been talking about. Because that fight took place, I think, in Posh, didn't it?
But that main fight, though, was not in any of the previews. This is the fight that's been in all the previews. And if you remember, we had some gossip a few weeks ago where someone close to production claims that the fight in Posh is not going to make it onto the show.
Which kills me because I need that. We can't just have one massive fight this season. We need two.
And this would be the second time there was a massive brawl that didn't make it on. But we'll see. We'll see. Because there's the Dominican Republican one also. By the way, I hope everyone – did anyone else chuckle a little bit when Rosie accidentally called the Adirondacks? Adirondacks?
Yep. She's going to be so disappointed when she gets there and it's not just – 40-year-old meat curtains laying around on a beach.
Stop.
She's like, I heard that there were chairs made of lesbians up here.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I told you to put the lotion on it. I'll fucking kill her!
She's like, wait, these are next to the Catskill Mountains? I thought they were called the Pussykill Mountains. Ugh.
Like things that don't even rhyme.
Yeah.
She's like, I wanted to go to Burger Pussy. Where are we?
I'm now thinking of every like mountain range and how I can make it into like a dirty lady sexual lesbian thing.
She's like, the Appalesbian Mountains? Are we going to the Appalesbian Mountains?
Can we go to Yellowstone National Pussy?
Can we? Yos Clitorosemite? We're going to Yos Clitorosemite Park?
Hey, can we go to the Grand Canyon?
Can we go to Nye Vagina Niagara Falls? She's very ineloquent. She hears things the wrong way.
Hey, can we go to the Hawaii Licking My Pussy Islands?
Hey guys. Oh,
poor Rose.
Hey guys, can we go to the Great Wall of China?
You know, this has made me realize how many national like treasures I know nothing about. Like I can only come up with like, Grand Canyon and then repeat stuff that Ben says.
Wait, can we go to Monument Pussy Valley?
No. Hey, you guys, what's the eighth pussy of the world?
Hey, Zeus, guys.
I want to go to India and see the Taj Clit Hall.
All of the female listeners have clicked off right now.
We're not really being misogynist. We're just using lady terms.
Yeah, it's not misogynist if you're doing it for a lesbian.
We're making fun of Rosie's penchant for mixing national landmarks with lesbian things.
Oh my god. Instead of the Channel Islands, let's go visit the Flannel Islands.
Just like, I can't think of any more landmarks. She's like, can we see the Golden Gate Melissa Etheridge Bridge?
I'm really dying to take a trip to Birkenstockholm.
I don't know anything about history.
I'm like, I'm trying to work in Katie Lang into something. Can we go see the eerie Katie Langell?
Can we go see Niagara Falls pussy. just stop rhyming. Just put pussy on the end of everything.
We are.
Can we go to the can we go to the Pussyma Canal?
Oh my god, you guys.
The real pussy.
Edit this out.
No. Listen, I want to apologize.
I am begging you.
Unfortunately, I'm in charge of editing today, and you know how I am with editing. I'm like, just throw it all in there. Who cares?
Listen, we are not above being third graders, okay? Next week, we'll do puns with farts. The week after that, with penises. So don't worry. It's coming around to everyone. So ladies, if you're offended, It's equal opportunity. We will do men genitalia next week.
Yeah, if you're offended, blame Rosie. We were just talking through.
We're just making a joke of the fact that she mixed Adirondacks.
If you're offended,
I'll cut your tongue out.
Hashtag menitalia.
Oh my god, you guys, you had me right on the edging.
There we go. That was fun. It was worth it. I think we should just end on that note.
Yeah, I think we're done. And
on that vaginal note.
I think we should end on that pussy too. Okay, yep. Well, thanks everybody so much for listening. Oh, I'm not hosting. Ben, you are. You do the goodbyes.
Okay, thanks everyone for listening. If you are offended, you should write a letter to someone else, but not to us because we don't care. Follow us on Facebook. You really, really should. Facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or a 4-star. I don't know what stars you can.
5-star. Five stars.
At the top. Follow Matt at Life on the M List on all his platforms, Instagram, Vine, Twitter. Follow Ronnie Karam on Instagram.
On Instagram, find me at Trash Talk TV, and my website is trashtalktv.com.
And follow me at B-Side Blog on everything. And also, if you are a Big Brother fan, we are resuming our webcast, the TV Click : Big Brother this week. So look out for that.
We're going to be live on Thursday night about 20 minutes after the eviction Pacific time. So Pacific it will time. Probably be about 10:20 Pacific time.
So I've got to catch up on my Big Brother. Everyone who likes Big Brother, and even if you don't watch Big Brother, you should watch our web show.
Are you going to make me take a shot again?
No.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun.
Wait.
I'll make you chug
a
beer.
Tomorrow. Oh, we're drinking tomorrow. And then we're going to go have a drink after at Big Fat Dick Night down the street.
That whiskey was delicious last time. Oh, my God. So are you telling me I have to manscape and put on a cute outfit?
Yes, you guys. I'm giving you advance so you guys can shave your nuts because we are going to Big Fat Dick tomorrow. And anybody in Los Angeles who wants to join us, all three of us will be at Big Fat Dick Thursday night at Foo Bar.
At 10 p.m.
Yeah, so
and I'm going to set up a card table, and we're going to be signing 8x10 glossies.
We won't be there till like 11:30 because we have the podcast first.
Okay. But we will be signing glossy 8x10s.
But yeah, come and to watch us.
My dick's not glossy.
to watch us stream live and to
not
make
if you're edging
and to make comments during the podcast. We'll be doing that on our Facebook page at facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens or on our YouTube page youtube.com/thetvclick.
Okay, click everybody. as in CLICQUE because we're a click.
Because we're classy.
Not like a TV clicker.
We didn't even think about that part when we came up with that name that we always have to explain. It's click, like CLICQUE, not click, CLICK. That's annoying.
Well, maybe if these people had an IQUE, they'd get it.
that's fine. Gay?
Click.
And
IQ? People with IQ. Click because we have IQ. That can be our little tagline.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, y'all. That was fun. And if you guys like to watch Jeff Lewis Interior Therapy and or Property Envy and or Below Deck, because I'm the only one who watches those three, I will start posting stuff about that on the Facebook page. So if we don't get to it in the podcast, we can still discuss it on the interwebs.
And we'll talk about Jeff Lewis next week since we didn't get around to it this week.
Yes, but I will watch this week. I will make a promise to watch all those shows. So we'll do it next time.
Yay!
Okay, everybody, thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Bye!
Adios! Bye!
Bye!
few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.